Me and her got into a huge argument.
A marriage is called off.
She tried to tell me my son wasn't mine.
Well, that's a nasty thing.
So his ex-father-in-law...
He wanted you to give him some money.
I did not have the chance to.
...killed their car deal.
Robert showed up at my work, screaming and yelling. And he took the plates off it, so I couldn't drive it home. And he left.
What do you want to know?
These eyes know everything. I got you 6 ways from Sunday.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Robert Sellers is suing his ex-son-in-law, Jacob Oliver, for tickets and towing fees for a Jeep Cherokee in his name.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 131 on the calendar, the matter of Sellards versus Oliver.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Sellards, is the defendant your former son-in-law?
Yes, he is.
And when was Mr. Oliver divorced from your daughter?
They've been broke up for a couple years.
No. Divorced?
March 28, 2014, I think it was. Is that the date? Okay.
At some point while they were together, you either gave or loaned or allowed them to have possession of a truck that belonged to you. Is it a truck?
Yes, they had possession. And
when did they come into possession of the truck?
March 22nd, 2009.
And in whose name was the truck?
Mine.
So you kept it in your name?
Yes, I kept it in my name, kept the insurance and everything.
You kept it in your name even though they had possession of the car at least for 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, a good 3 years, because
2009 to 2014 would be 5 years.
Well, that 2012 is when I handed the title over to him and signed it.
When did you, Mr. Oliver, and your former wife separate?
We separated June of 2012.
And when did Mr. Sellards give you paperwork turning the car over to you?
He never gave me paperwork for anything. He did everything through his daughter and...
But you and his daughter separated.
Yes.
And when you and his daughter separated, at some point, you retained possession of... Is it a car or a truck?
It's a Jeep. So a little bit of both.
You retained possession of the Jeep.
Yes.
And that was...
Yes. We had a two-week
agreement.
And
what was the agreement?
We had a two-week agreement that I would either give Hicks or his to just be done with it.
Or wanted you to give him some money?
Yes.
And did you give him any money?
No, I did not have the chance to.
In what month did you have this conversation?
I want to say it was in June.
June of 2012.
Yes.
Do you remember that conversation in June of 2000? Listen to me carefully, sir. Everything. I know how everything works.
Yeah.
I know the emotions. I know that first it's okay, and then it's not okay, and then you want to be fair, and then you say, I don't care about... I know all about those things. So when I ask you the question, when did you have that discussion with him? If you give me either $500 or $1,000, the Jeep is yours.
But that discussion, what it actually wasn't $500 in his name, April 20th.
Just a
That's
second.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
The car was never in his name.
You no, may I have signed the title.
You
signed
may
the title.
Have signed it over.
Yes,
in
I signed
April.
It over. Gave him the title, April 20th.
Just a second. To whom? To him.
To him.
Shh.
He even wrote it in his name.
To him. So you put him as the purchaser.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And he did not register it.
Correct. He never registered it.
He never registered it. In April, I assume he and your daughter were separated.
No.
They didn't separate. Shh. Fine. The answer is no. So at the time you signed the title over to him, they were still living together as a couple.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So in effect, you were giving the defendant and you... And then they separated in what month? Any conversation, Mr. with Jeep?
Right off the bat, I told him, I asked him, Jake, have you got that car out of my name? And he told me, he says, no, I got this going on, that going on. And I understood it was a rough time, and I was trying to be patient with him. And I told him, I said, Jake, that's fine. I said, but I'm not going to keep paying for you guys.
Just a second.
And
keep going.
Okay.
And I want to hear about the conversation. Yeah. Listen to me, Mr. Sellards. I want to hear about the conversation where you discussed money with Mr. Oliver.
What that came up with was Ashley asked me, what are you guys doing about the car? Then Jake said something. I had this conversation with Jake. I said, Jake, technically, yeah, you guys were married. I gave you the truck. I said, why don't one of you be fair to the other one? And let's say the truck's worth $800 now because you've drove it for a few years. One of you give the other one $400, and the other one kicked the truck. But
fine.
I do not care. I
just
want
a
it
second.
Out of my name.
Just a second. So now you understood, according to what you're saying, that it was marital property.
Correct.
And so you say, listen, she has a car. I'll take care of my daughter. Why don't you give her dollars for her share of the car, is pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, but...
It's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, but... Oliver, yeah.
I got you 6 ways from Sunday. And your daughter, the $400.
No, sir.
And then they had an argument, a bad one, according to him.
Not that I know of.
When did you have an argument?
He had given us given me two weeks to give him the money. About a week into it, me and her got into a huge argument about, you know, whatever she wanted to fight about that day.
Remember what the argument was about?
Yeah, she tried to tell me my son wasn't mine. And she cheated.
Well, that's
on me.
A nasty thing.
Yes.
And after that argument, I assume you said some nasty things to each other.
Yes.
And then what happened, Mr. Oliver?
Robert showed up at my work screaming and yelling, telling that he was tired of waiting for 2 weeks.
He came to your work?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do? And
I was working at Subway at the time.
He came to where you were working?
Yes.
And?
He told me he wanted his car. He was tired of waiting. He was done with the fighting, is what he said. He came in, he was not nice. He was screaming and yelling.
But he came to your workplace.
Yes, I asked him to leave, go outside and wait. When I'm done working, I will be out there and we'll take care of this. He came back in about 20 minutes later on a rant, told me, you know, if I'm just gonna blow him off. And he told me to just leave the Jeep there, leave the keys, and if I drove it, he would report it stolen. We're done. And he took the plates off it, so I couldn't drive it home, and he left.
I only have... Listen to me, Mr. Sell. It's very easy to confirm.
Yeah. What? What do you want to know?
What did you do with the plates?
Look
at me.
I took them off the car. That was all
yep.
I did.
Took the plates owing to Mr. Oliver's workplace that day. Because that's not what you say in your complaint. But, you know, I read his answer. And his answer had a ring of truth to these old ears. So that's why I asked you the question. I didn't say, did you go to his place of work? Did you have an argument? I asked you the question. You weren't swift enough to say, I never took the plates off his car. But you went to his place of work. And so going to assume, even if you deny it, that you had a conversation with your daughter in which he relayed the nasty things that he said to her, and that I guarantee, I'm willing to bet that you had
that
a conversation with your daughter and didn't like the way he spoke to her, because I assume you said some nasty things. Oh, absolutely. And I assume she said some nasty things. That's what happens. People don't like each other anymore. Don't shake your head no.
No, it was a domestic that
listen
we thought
to me.
About,
listen, listen to me carefully. Next time you come to court, try to put on jeans without holes. Listen to me carefully. This is what you're complaining about, Mr. Sellards. What you're complaining about is that the car got towed. This is what your lawsuit is about, that the car got towed, and because the car was still in your name, you got fines, tickets. I'm reading your lawsuit. You're looking
right.
at me as if you're going to say no.
What
lawsuit is?
In a moment.
I'm going to give you this getting a divorce. Grant, don't butt in to their business.
And later today.
What did you do with his money?
I bought another vehicle.
Well, do you expect me to give you more money after you spent his motor car?
Real people. Judge Judy. Robert Sellards says ex-son-in-law Jacob Oliver is for a Jeep Cherokee in his name. Jacob harassment.
Is about the car. After you took the plates off the car and left.
But there's a whole lot of this he's leaving
listen
out.
Listen to me. I care to know is that at you think that I believe that you didn't say to him in that fit of anger, and if you drive it, I'm going to report it stolen to the police. You're crazy. So, now, this is what your lawsuit is about, Mr. Sellards. Your lawsuit is about the tickets that you got because the car is still registered in your name and the towing fees on the car. And you believe that he's responsible for that.
Yes,
that's
because
what the lawsuit is about.
Because I gave him the title.
Your case is dismissed, and I'm going to give you a bit of advice.
Don't be nice?
Just a bit. No. Don't butt in. When your child and you have a grandchild, don't. Business.
Ma'am, all I asked
listen,
for the title to be out of my name. That's all I asked.
Don't butt in to
That's
their
all
business.
I asked all along.
Just a second.
And he knows it.
Don't butt in their business. Now, what I have said to you, you know you got a better case. There you go. You wanted money for the car. They didn't give you money for the car. I'm suing him for $400, or I'll let my daughter sue him for $400, which is her half of the property, whether I hear the case or not, or send them off to the domestic relations court where they should have been, is another issue. But that's an issue, whether or not he agreed to give you what she was in fact using. But when you went to his place of business and rendered that car inoperable, inoperable by taking...
It wasn't inoperable.
Inoperable.
All you I did can't was take people, ma'am.
You can't talk over me. You can't drive a car with plates anyway. You rendered the car inoperable by taking the plates off the car. Okay. So,
ma'am.
Mr. Sellers, that would be your problem.
Okay.
Your
ma'am,
case is
could
dismissed.
I ask you
so
one question?
Yours.
Ma'am, could I ask you one question?
No.
When I offered to take it signed over, that didn't matter?
I deserve excuse. May step out.
I walked in and took the plates off of his being on something that I asked him to register 3 months ago.
I told him, get out of here, I'm calling the cops. And he hears the word cops, and he's gone.
The only thing I've learned out of this whole thing was I can't be nice to people.
Do not ever bother me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lopez, step forward.
Daphne Hill Lopez for charges, fees, and parking tickets related to a car she sold him.
Miss Hills, you had a car that you were selling. What kind of car was it?
2001 S-Type.
When had you purchased it?
October 13.
How much did you pay?
$2,500.
When did you participate in the auction, Mr. Lopez?
It was Thursday.
14.
Correct.
So you kept the car?
Yeah, that's...
Because it was giving you...
No.
Yes, it was. I know it was giving you trouble, Miss Hills, because you say that in your complaint, you say that you had just had the shift fix mechanics, so I know the car was giving you trouble.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you buy a car, my suggestion is you don't buy it on eBay. Pay attention. You don't buy it in New York when you live in Syracuse and keep your fingers crossed.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Daphne. Milton Lopez owes for impound charges. Story for Milton is countersuing for the money he paid for the vehicle. And
this is what the case is about on eBay. He paid you for the car.
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York to New York
away.
City.
Yes.
And you got there by plane?
Yes.
And a train?
I had to ride a train and a bus.
And you made arrangements to meet him at home, not right in front of your place of business. The car was parked. And that was on what date, Mr. Lopez?
That was on May 2nd, ma'am, 2014.
And you looked at the car, and it looked fine,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
Did you pay her before that time or at that time?
I paid her before that time, ma'am.
You paid her through a PayPal?
PayPal services.
And at that time, you signed over the title to him, gave him the paperwork.
Correct. And the keys.
And then you left.
Yes.
Mr. Lopez gets into the car, tries to start it and put it in gear, and it won't move.
Correct.
So he calls you, and you pretty much say to him he wants his car doesn't move. You told me on eBay that this was a perfectly car. I don't understand it. I just had it fixed. Maybe it's still under warranty, this 14-year-old car. I'll call AAA, and you leave. He waits there for how long?
Oh, over an hour, ma'am.
You don't come back. He can't start the car. He leaves. The car ultimately gets towed and has a whole lot of fees on it. And they're coming after you for those fees because he didn't register. I'm out my money. I can't drive this car. So he just leaves it and he goes home to you. You think a court is going to help you? Not in this country. How much money did you send via PayPal?
I sent her a deposit. And the day when I went to do the transaction, I submitted $1,677.
Did you get any of this money back?
No.
What did you do with his money?
I bought a...
Well, do you accept his money and he has no car? That's not happening.
The car was sold as is.
And he said, listen to you, a Zippo. Nothing. Now, that is counterclaim. But Mr. Lopez, that comes under the category of buyers beware. People who buy cars on eBay and pay for them without seeing them suffer the consequences of their own lack of vigilance. You want a car? Get in the car, drive it, take it for a test drive, take it to a mechanic before you give some stranger who lives hundreds of miles away your hard-earned money on faith. Because that's what it is when you buy a car on eBay. When you buy a used car from anybody, nobody's going to give you a guarantee or a warranty. I can't give you your money back. I don't know where the car is now, but probably at a tow yard. I assume that you didn't go and get it. Is that right?
I wasn't able to obtain the car because there was a plate that he had put on there. I don't know how he got it, but he abandoned it in a no parking zone, and I had the tow truck to come and get it, but he left with the keys, so I was not able to move the vehicle.
I'm going to take out my violin for you. I'm going to take out a violin for you, a mini violin.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Listen, you sold a lemon on eBay.
It was.
You're allowed to sell a lemon.
When I sold
Listen
it
to me.
Him.
I'm not saying you're not allowed to sell a lemon. People sell lemons all the time. They put them together with glue and they say, just let them get off the block. After that, they're not my problem. That's why I always tell people, have your mechanic look at it before you buy it.
Exactly.
But there's no question. I read your complaint. You had had trouble with this car. You had the car for 6 months and you unloaded it. And you unloaded it on an unwitting purchaser. That's his problem. He's a grown man.
The problem was fixed.
That's what you say, evidently not, because do you think Mr. Lopez, Ms. Hills, flew from Syracuse to New York, took a train and a car in order to come to pick up his new car for which he had paid you, only to go back home without his car and without his money?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye. Yours too.
What about my money?
Your Honor.
We're going to let people like this run away with murder all the time?
$600 Mr. Lopez, you weren't paying attention. When you buy a car, my suggestion is you don't buy it on eBay. Pay attention. You don't have your listening ears on. You have two mouths and one ear right now. And I suggest that's just converse to what you should have. You go to a place with a mechanic and you say, look over this car and tell me if it has any problems because it's 13 years old. You don't buy it in New York when you live in Syracuse and keep your fingers crossed. That's my answer. I wish I could help you, but I can't because you're a grown man and that's what you're supposed to do. Now I say to you, say not another word, and just go.
Audience are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Sir?
Breaking down a dog attack.
She also regained control of it.
No. You think that I believe that? This is going to get more difficult, Mr. Wyman, because you're asking her to tell me something that really didn't happen.
Next, Judge Judy.
I got in the vehicle, I got her running, I go to put her in here, would not move.
It was the car.
Then I call her, and right away she started explaining the fact she knew there was something wrong with the shifter.
He just walked away, and now I have to pay $2,600.
She knew what she was doing.
Nobody wins here. Absolutely nobody wins.
We'll not do it again.
I just feel bad about the whole thing.